Priority 4, connecting with communities. One of the top priorities identified through consultation with the public, community groups and other stakeholders is the desire for visible and accessible police service. You said, local policing should be about getting out and about, walking around and interacting with people. Devon Powys Police serves a vast geographical area with a relatively small and dispersed population, which presents a specific challenge for the delivery of policing services. Some of our communities are very isolated and can live miles from a police station. Policing in our communities has to be accessible. I will establish positive relationships with communities to increase and maintain trust in Devon Powys Police so that the public willingly cooperate with the police in upholding the law. My priorities are to improve our understanding of communities so that we can respond appropriately to how specific communities and community groups want to engage. Encourage proactive face-to-face interaction between the police and the public. I want to see local policing officers and police community support officers policing on foot and using opportunities within the community to interact and engage. Encourage a targeted community-based problem-solving approach that allows a local justice response in line with the victim's wishes. Maintain and strengthen our special constable and volunteer pool. Enhance our capabilities for tackling more complex crimes by developing specialist skills and knowledge through links with businesses, academia, and by exploring apprenticeship opportunities. Ensure that all members of our communities, including diverse groups, are provided with an opportunity to engage through a variety of means. Ensure that the public receives an accessible and responsive service. Explore the development of new digital opportunities for the public to access policing services when and how they need and want to. And deliver a professional response to handling both compliments and complaints that is widely accessible and transparent and that delivers swift resolutions. I am responsible for the Devon Powys Police Estates and am partway through implementing an estates programme for our land and buildings with the aim of providing a cost-effective and operational relevant estates that supports and complements the services we provide to the community. The main focus over the coming 2 years will be to refurbish properties to bring them back into line with full operational effectiveness, sell vacant and redundant properties, acquire land and build a Carmarthenshire custody suite, consolidate and collaborate with public service board members and partners, and agree the future of buildings that might require further major investment. I am committed to modernising the estate during my time as Police and Crime Commissioner and look forward to working with the Chief Constable to explore innovative ideas that support both the operational needs of the force and the needs of our communities. How will I monitor progress? The role of the Police and Crime Commissioner is to be the voice of the people and to hold the Chief Constable to account, providing assurance to the public that their needs are being met as effectively as possible. The Police and Crime Plan is supported by a delivery plan that sets out how Devon Powys Police and partners deliver policing against the plan priorities. The delivery plan articulates the intended delivery outcomes and is accompanied by a set of indicators that enable me to monitor performances against the plan. I will monitor performance against the delivery plan through a robust governance framework focusing on the most significant issues of risk. Devon Powys Police will produce quarterly performance report that reports against my priority areas. I will also seek assurances through scrutiny activity which will take various forms, including representation at force meetings, information gathering, scrutiny panels, and volunteer schemes and scrutiny reviews. I will consult with the public on operational matters by engaging directly with communities through my Your Voice Days. I expect Commission services to deliver and demonstrate clearly defined outcomes and I will monitor progress for each Commission services against their contract. I will work with partners to improve the social, economic, environment and cultural well-being of Wales through the Well-being of Future Generations Act of 2015 will enable us to measure our success through the joint objectives set out in the local well-being plans. Independent scrutiny is provided through the Joint Audit Committee and Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary, abbreviated to HMIC. The Joint Audit Committee provides independent assurances on the adequacy and effectiveness of our internal controls and offer independent advice and recommendation to both myself and the Chief Constable. HMIC independently assesses police forces and policing activities, asking the question that the public might ask. HMIC provides information that allows the public to compare the performance of their force against others. Their evidence is used to drive improvements in policing services. I will publish regular performance information on my website that will evidence progress against my plan. This will be clearly linked to the delivery plan.